The following shiur has been presented by Rav Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Vavakana Daf Nun Gimel. Three yeshiva bachrim were hanging around the pizza store on the Motzei Shabbos. And one said to the other two, "Let's buy together a pie, and we will share it between ourselves." As everyone knows, it's cheaper to buy a pie than to buy single portions. They agreed and entered the store together and ordered a pie. They sat down and ate and drank. Suddenly, two of the boys ran out of the store and the third one was left. The owner of the store came and asked him to pay for the pie. The boy said, "Listen, the other two ran away. I don't know who they are. I mean, we spoke, but I don't know where they are, where they learn, where they live. I only ate 2.5 pieces, and that is what I will pay for." The owner said, listen, boy, it makes no difference to me. A pie was requested, a pie was taken, and you were one of those who took it. You have to pay for the whole thing, for the whole pie." Who is correct? Let us try to see whether we can bring a proof and a doubt that we have learned today. The Gemara brings a case of a person who entered a boat in order to make it deeper, to widen it, and an ox who was standing on the edge of the boat became frightened from the noise of drilling and digging and fell inside. Says the Gemara, the Baal HaBor is chayav. Why? Since the one who is digging is only a grower. Since we cannot make him pay, therefore we say that the Baal HaBor is chayav and he has to pay. Another case the Gemara brings is one of an ox who stumbled over a stone that was on the edge of our boat, and he fell in and died. Says the Gemara, the person who owns the stone pays half, and the owner of the boat pays another half. The Gemara says that this halacha is the halacha of Rav Noson, and as the Gemara says in the name of Rava, Rav Noson Dayanahu, Venochis Leumke Dedina. Since Rav Noson was the Av Beis Din, and as we know, the Av Beis Din has to learn through the sugya thoroughly in order to paskin, and therefore we say the halacha is like Rav Noson, and we have this klal, the kevon she efted istalume mehai, istalume mehai, where we cannot take money from one, we take from the other. What comes out from this Gemara is any damage that is done by two people, and according to our halacha, one is potter from paying, then we say the other one pays all the costs. The Shulchan Aruch in Chayshon Mishpat Siman Tov Yud brings a few of these cases to our halacha. For example, a man and an ox pushed a pregnant woman into a boat, and she gave birth. Then we say that the man has to pay for everything, since we know that Shoya Boy Opturim Midvei Velobes, and the Din of Ramosan here applies as well, that since one of them is Potter, then we say the other one has to pay all the costs. Another Din given in Bolt Dan and Shulchan Aruch, where we apply this halacha of Ramosan, is when a person together with an ox threw Kalim into a bird, and all the Canaan was smashed. Then we say that Baal HaBor is potter. Why? Since we know there's a special patur of Canaan in a bor. Shoy v'loy odom, chamoy v'loy kelim. And therefore the person with the oil of the ox will be chayav. So we see that the Shulchan Aruch, like the Gemara says, that we paskin like Reb Noson, since he is nochis la'umka de dinah, and we have his klal of kevan she'esu ishtalume mehai, ishtalume mehai. Now the Torah in Simen Tov Yud brings the name of the Rama, an extension of this halacha of Reb Noson. That the same halacha would apply when two people damage something, and both me'ikir din are chayev, but one of them ran away, or one of them has not got any money to pay up. Says the Torah in the name of the Rama, that we can claim the whole amount of money from the second person. Ki'ilu, as if he had done all the damage by himself. The Torah himself argues with the Rama and says that all what Reb Noson says in Paskin, that the second one has to pay, is only in the case of one of them are part of the Ikar Adin. Since the Torah gave him a tool, and he did all the damage, he needs to pay. But if his partner is one who has a chiv to pay, just he has not got any money, why should we say that the person who did with him has to pay for him? From where do we get such a chiyuv from? That is not what Reb Noson meant. He brings a proof. The Torah is a proof for Reb Chizkiya. Reb Chizkiya says that Bizman Hazeh, an ox who pushed a fellow ox into a burr, so we say that a burr only has to pay three chalokim. Even though the Shoyer is part of sin, today we are not done dinei knosis, but the Bala Boy does not need to pay for him. So we see that since the reason why he does not have to pay is not because he is potter, but for some other reason, this is like someone who runs away, or someone who has not got any money to pay for, and he is potter, and nevertheless we do not say the halacha of Reb Noson, ki lechad ishtalume mehai, ishtalume mehai. So we see there's a machlokes, the Rama and the Torah, whether this halacha of Reb Noson applies always, meaning it applies in a case also where there is a patur from the Torah for the person, for one of the people to pay, therefore we say we have two, the second person has to pay for the whole thing, or does it apply as well when a person does not have money to pay up, or a person ran away, one of the partners ran away, and therefore we say that the other partner has to pay for the whole damage done. L'chadis Yoy brings a case of a group of ganovim who went up a ladder and broke into a house through the window. Mistake again. L'chadis Yoy brings a case of a group of ganovim where one of them climbed up a ladder and broke into the house through a window, and then the other ganov stood downstairs and he threw down to another one of them all what was stolen, and then there was a third ganov who he had the car and all the stolen goods he put into the car. Now the one that had the car ran away with everything, and he left the other two ganovim by themselves. Now, of course, the main ganov is the one who took everything away, just in a place where he cannot claim anything for him. Only from the first one. Let's say that the second ganov, we're talking about this case where the ganov ran away with the car, he cannot be found. And the police came, and they caught the first one who climbed into the house and threw it all down. Do we say that this din of Reb Noson, ki lekel ishtalume mehai, ishtalume mehai, would apply here, and therefore be mechayev him? Or no? Says the Chavis Yoy that no, the din does not apply. Since the only reason why he cannot take from the second person is because it's a technical reason that he ran away, and not that Meikadin is potul, therefore he cannot be mechayev. So we see from the Chavis Yoy exactly like the Tor, and not like the Rima. Rabbi Shimon Skop in Bava Metzia and also in Shari Yesha explains the din of Reb Noson a little bit different to the way we understood up to now. He says that the whole reason why Reb Noson said you can claim from the second person is not because that we look at it as if each one by themselves did all the nezek, all the damage. Like the Rishonim bring by Hirah Shutzim, that when we have partners on an item, or partners on a plot of land, that each one by himself is bailim on the whole item, on the whole plot of land. But, says Rav Shimon Shkop, the din of Rav Nosan, when two people do damage, is mechiyav midin arvus, meaning that each one is a guarantor for the other one. And therefore, as long as his partner does not pay up for any reason that it may be for, he is a guarantor, the second person is a guarantor that the money will be paid for any damage made. And therefore, kilekad ishtalu mimehai, ishtalu mimehai. The mice, if you look at the Bir Agro on the Sifan Shulchan Aruch in Tov Yud, you see that he also learns Pshat Rav Noson is the same as Rav Shimon says, it's Medin Arvus. So the Maisa, in the case that we brought about the group of Aganovim, says the Shush Yankov, that of course he can demand money from wherever was caught, since Shnayim Shegonvu, Naisim Shutvim, Va'arevim, that is it. When two people become a Ganav, they become partners, and he became guarantors, one for the other. And therefore, the Shulz Yankov argues with the Chavis Yoy, and says the Shulz Yankov, whenever you have a clan of Ganovim, whoever is chav, you can ask money for, you do not need to go looking for the other person to get the money, he has to pay up for the whole of Ganeva that was done. Shimon continues that the Gemara says, if someone gives fruit or something else, the piapor, in the mouth of the cow, and the cow eats it up, then we say that if the person who put it into the cow's mouth has not got anything to pay for, then the owner of the cow is chayav. And the Torah brings this halacha. Ask the Ksois, how can the Torah bring this halacha? This contradicts the Torah who just said, who we just did before, who argues with the Rama by the Dilei Rav Noson, that he has not got anything to pay for, then he is not chayav to pay for the other one's damage. So the Chayav after says we have a steer here in Divrei HaTorah. The Ksois remains the Tzorachim. Says Rav Shimon, according to the way we have just now explained the Shittas Rav Noson, everything is understandable. When two people come and damage something, and we are mechayev one to pay for the other, because of Rav Noson's din, this is, as Rav Shimon said, because of arvus. One is a guarantor for the other. But when a person puts food in a cow's mouth, he is chayev on the actual act of putting food into the mouth. There's no din of arvus here. There's no guarantor here. So therefore, answers Rav Shimon, the Ksois's question is very easy to understand. So therefore, going back to our pizza question, when the three bochim entered the pizza store and two ran away, the chayyah, according to Rav Shimon, they became Arevim Zerazeh, guarantors one to each other, and it doesn't matter now, two ran away, the person who was left, he has the din of Rav Noson, Kilekud Ishtalubim Mehai, Ishtalubim Mehai, and according to Rav Shimon, we could be Mechayev him for paying for the whole pie.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center, for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.